consider it a joy to be with you today. I left the house a little bit later than I intended to, but that was not to deter me in any way. I was just a little heavier on the gas pedal to get here. I'm sure none of you ever submit to that. that way of driving, but anyway, I've looked forward to this meeting, and I have a flat tire about halfway here, but that did not deter me either. You know, the Lord has made His creation. And I consider myself a part of that, obviously. He created man in His own image. It says there in Genesis 26, verse of the first chapter, that let us make man in our own image, in our likeness. And I want to pause and thank you for the orderly fashion in which you conduct yourselves. I tend to sit back and watch things go on, and I just want to commend you and I thank the Lord for you for what you do here and in this fellowship meeting. And in this general area, geographically, I appreciate you letting me be a part of it. You know, the Lord is, He's a God of order. God is a God of order and decency. And that is exactly the way He laid the foundations of this earth. We're to give Him all the honor, praise, and glory for what He's done for not only the creation of the beautiful things of this earth, but the creation of man in His own image. Yeah. We are a peculiar people. We've been described as such. We're not as the beasts. He breathed the air into our nostrils. He formed us. He formed man, His creation. In study recently, I came across an erroneous suggestion, and that was this. Let us is considered to be man's co-creation. Have you ever seen that? Such arrogant language and erroneous language. Let us means to these people, I don't know what sect it was, but as I quickly changed to something else. You know, the Lord gives us discernment in these things, and I thank Him for it as we study His precious word. We come across certain things, especially in this day and time with the internet, and we need to pray for discernment, and we need to pray for God's guidance in our fervent study. These people suggested that we were co-creators because of the language there in Genesis, let us make man in His image. But I'm glad that we understand. I'm among the people that I know understand that to be the beautiful picture of the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost was there in the beginning, and He created man in His image. He didn't need help from man. He created us. He created us in the beginning, and He gives us the new creature in regeneration. That same God that breathed this world into existence gives us life here in this day and time as it pertains to regeneration. Thank him for it.
Absolutely.
He didn't need our help in the beginning. He doesn't need our help now. We praise his holy name for the great things that he has done, the wondrous works that he has done here on this earth and beyond. I understand there's a few to follow me. I'll bring this to a close and keep it brief. I appreciate your good order and attention. I've enjoyed this day immensely. this proves, you know, there's plenty of scripture that proves that God proves God's sovereignty and God's ability to not only create man in his own image, but he created this very world into existence. He breathed it into existence. In Job chapter 38, it says, "Where was thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Where were you when God created this world?"
There you go.
If that doesn't humble somebody that is high and mighty in their own heart and mind, I don't know what would. Of course, those people don't believe what we believe, do they?
That's right.
God hasn't opened their eyes to the beauty of his creation. "Where was thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding." Let us declare the wondrous works of an almighty God. The meetings such as this today gives me encouragement to do just that. Let us declare his beauty. Let us declare his glory. Let us declare the express image of Jesus Christ, because that is exactly what shows. That's exactly who shows God's glory. Also in Psalm 33, showing the sovereignty of God in his creation. By the word of the Lord, in the sixth verse, were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. You see the beauty in that? You see the beauty in God's creation. He breathed this world into existence. All throughout the Bible, it shows his sovereignty. He created, he made, he formed, and he framed, and he breathed.
Amen.
That's the God I worship. Is that the God that you worship?
That's good.
He's a great God, and he's worthy to be praised. Time and time again, you'll read throughout the scriptures, and David was so gracious through the inspiration of God, of course, to show us the beauty of the Creator. In the 100th Psalm, it says, "Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves." Yeah, that's familiar, isn't it? "We are his people and the sheep of his pasture." If you know these things, declare it, and declare it with zeal and vigor. It's not something that we are to tuck away and keep for ourselves and keep for ourselves as we associate with like-minded people. It's something to shout from the rooftops.
People. There you go, bro.
Friends, it's something precious. It's something beautiful. And it's given to us by the same one who hung the earth and the stars. What a great God we worship. Let's go to him.
Amen. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly bow before thy throne this afternoon. We thank you, Lord, for the wonderful blessings that we've felt here today. We consider ourselves happy. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the precious truth that has been declared here today. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the songs of Zion, and we thank you, Lord, for the fellowship and the love that we feel so fervently, Heavenly Father, in this place. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be a part of it. We thank you for bringing us together, Lord. Those of us in one accord, like-minded, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the revelation of these truths, Heavenly Father, the knowledge and the wisdom that has been bestowed upon us. We understand that it can only come from on high. It can only come from thee. Lord, we pray for those that are to stand before us this afternoon. We pray that you'll give them preaching grace and add the increase, Heavenly Father, on the things that they have studied upon. Lord, bless us in the congregation as we listen. Give us a hearing ear, Heavenly Father, and may we continue to feel thy felt presence of the Holy Spirit. Lord, go with us and guide us. Bless those, Heavenly Father, that have been mentioned here, that are sick and afflicted, and in the hospitals, and those that only you can know. We pray that, Lord, that you'll give them peace and comfort, and that you will heal them. If it be thy will, Heavenly Father. Lord, give us understanding and increase our wisdom, we pray, Heavenly Father. Go with us and guide us. We thank you, Lord, for your precious Son, Jesus Christ, and what he's done for us. Him being the express image of thy glory, Heavenly Father. Let us give him all the honor and praise and glory, and not man, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for all the things that thou give us. Go with us and guide us this afternoon, especially in Jesus' holy, righteous name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Bless you, Brother Jerry.